This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Time for. It's the Olivia Benson fan club. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. It's not J-Law.
Uh-huh.
It's not J-Lo.
No.
It's Joy Law.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
It is time for our regular segment called Joy Law, where we have a chat about issues of a legal nature of concern to the LGBTI community. And joining us this week in the studio to chat about a topic of great importance actually to our community is the lovely Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Hi, guys. Good.
Hi.
My glasses just fogged up.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, hello.
Yes, well done.
Now, we've got a very serious topic today, a very important topic for our community, and it's the topic of family violence.
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of media coverage lately around, you know, a couple of deaths that have occurred, which have been just devastating. We only really in the media ever see heterosexual family violence incidents, and that's because majority of the time it's a male that has killed a female. We've seen a couple of those in Perth over
or
the last month
family
or so.
Members or children as well.
Yeah. So it's been quite devastating, and on the back of that, Drummond Street Services have actually launched a program at the moment to tackle that. So a lot of violence within the LGBTI community is not reported, and the reason for that is people are really worried about how the first responders are going to react. And, you know, saying that, we have amazing GLOWs, we have Gabby GLOW, and we have, you know, a great GLOW program with Vic Pohl, and, you know, probably in other states as well. I'm not really familiar with that. But the issue is you don't always get a GLOW that comes out and is a first responder. Yeah. So, you know, I know a couple of people and myself have witnessed, you know, police attending and go, well, there's two females here. What's the issue? It can't be kind of family violence. It can't be that bad. They've walked away. They've not issued safety notice, where if it was a male and a female, they would have issued a safety notice, removed the perpetrator and, you know, kept the victim or survivor safe. Doesn't happen as much in the LGBTI community. So what they're actually doing is they're putting money into services to address that, but as well as that, they're doing a trial program where, generally speaking, there's always a victim and a victim and a perpetrator.
Yes.
And you get put in one of those categories. What Drummond Street are doing is they're actually saying, well, we're going to assess all of this, because sometimes, and more often than not, there are two perpetrators and two victims in the same circumstances in the same incident. So that's an amazing thing, and I think what they're doing is they're going to have about 60 or so people that they're looking at, and they're going to not only look at that incident, but they're going to look at the underlying trauma of the people's childhood, what's occurred, which has led to that. So, you know, generally speaking, we know that people that offend have often had a traumatic childhood. They may have been subjected to family violence or sexual abuse as a child, and they continue that on. Not all the time, but in the majority of cases.
But isn't that the thing that always gets me, is just the cycle of family violence?
Exactly, yeah. Right.
I mean, people can break the cycle with the right support and, and assistance.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so hard when that's all you know.
Exactly. And from that as well, it goes beyond just what Drummond Street are doing, obviously. And there's actually going to be a new two-year project which is going to mainstream domestic violence services across Victoria. And it's going to be more LGBT inclusive. So they're going to be what they call rainbow tick approved, which they need to be. Yeah, it's amazing. But it really needs to be done, because there's such a stereotypical perception of family violence. It's about a man controlling a woman. So how can family violence occur between two women? You know, and I want people out there to know that there are a lot of forms of family violence, which I want to touch on today, and how to get help around that. You know, it's not your typical, I've got a black eye, I've been hurt.
Yep.
It runs so much more as psychological abuse, as verbal abuse, as physical abuse. You know, there's manipulation, there's trying to out, you know, your sexuality, trying to out your HIV status. All of those you can obtain an intervention order for. There's withholding hormones, there's withholding HIV medication. That's really prominent in the transgender community. Yeah, it's amazing.
Isn't it awful? Violence can take so many forms. Yeah,
it can. And a lot of people, and there's been a lot of media coverage around there, that people don't actually know they're being subjected to family violence. So they just think, oh, well, that's just, you know, I've got a feminist woman, female partner, and she's really strong, so what she does isn't family violence, it's just how she is, you know. So,
and one of the other examples that I've heard of is in terms of elder abuse. So where you have, many of us now have aging parents.
Yep.
And sometimes when the aging parent is, perhaps came out after the marriage, or maybe not even, maybe has always been out and openly LGBTI identifying.
Yep.
And being put into a nursing home that doesn't recognise or doesn't allow that, which makes them go back into the closet, which is a form of abuse.
Yeah.
Mind you, there aren't too many options available, though, in the nursing sector, but it is getting better.
Yeah. So people just need to be aware that family violence comes in so many forms. And if there is something going on, you know, you need to ring your GLOWS, ring Gabby, ring, you know, whoever's in your local area and report it. Like, they'll be there and they will help. And they're getting a lot better. Like, Gab's kind of, she's amazing, and she's the only one.
She's not the only one. There's a whole team.
Whole team of GLOWS. Yes. I don't personally know the other ones. But, yeah, they're all specifically trained in this area. So, you know, there is help available for you.
And I guess that's the key message is reach out.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
I guess what I want to get out there is, you know, as family lawyers, we see a lot of family violence. We, you know, we help people to separate in circumstances where there is family violence, because it's not as simple as people just leaving. And, you know, there is manipulation and there is control. And so what I would say to people that aren't in immediate danger is talk to someone, whether it be Drummond Street Services, a GLOW with Victoria Police. You can call KHQ at any time and talk to one of us. And sometimes, I mean, we see a lot of people who we actually say, do you know that is family violence? So if you're not sure about the circumstances you're in, just talk to people. It doesn't hurt. It could save your life. I know that sounds really dramatic, but there is a lot of violence that ends in death. And we need to just protect each other and members of the community.
And sometimes it's hard speaking up for yourself. Sometimes you don't know, you know, maybe I won't be believed, or maybe I'm just catastrophizing in my own mind.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me.
Yeah, I don't want to cause a fuss. Like, yeah, maybe I've done that. Because if you are terribly psychological
and manipulated,
relationship, you're made to feel as though you're not important.
100%.
And so why should you speak up? Because you don't matter. Like, there's some terrible things going on.
Exactly right. And sometimes it takes someone else to be at the forefront for you and to really stand up for you in order for you to make that first step, whether it's a lawyer, a friend, a police officer. And, you know, sometimes you have to get an intervention order. So those are things that can follow after you speak to someone or get that assistance. But in circumstances where you are at risk, there is, you know, physical, verbal, whatever it might be, abuse, you just call 000 and you get someone there. And if the police that attend are not responsive, you pick up the phone and you ask to speak to a GLOW, or you ask for someone else to come out because you're not happy with the way you've been treated. It's just really about standing up and knowing your rights.
And domestic violence is not okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And if it does go to the legal avenue, so intervention orders is one avenue available to
them? So if you call the police and the police attend and they deem that is you are at risk, they will take out what's called a safety notice on the spot, and that's like an interim intervention order. So it removes the perpetrator from your home, and then you have to go to the court and it will be transferred into an intervention order, which will last for a period of time. The perpetrator can contest that, but the police will follow that through on your behalf. If you're not in immediate danger, you can go to the court, the magistrate's court that's closest to you, and you can just file an application yourself. You don't need a lawyer to do that, and that will be heard, and generally speaking will be made if the magistrate thinks that you are at risk, especially if there are children as well. All the other ways to come and see a lawyer, and we can assist you in completing the form, getting you to court, doing all those sorts of things.
Fantastic. And I guess sometimes hearing about those avenues, and even the idea of going to court, does sound a bit scary.
It's really confronting.
But I guess what I'm hearing from you is the key message is don't worry about that bit, just speak up and make yourself safe.
Exactly.
Make yourself safe, you and your family safe.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't have to be in the courtroom with the perpetrator. You don't have to be anywhere near them. You can be removed. The police can keep you away. Like, you don't have, it's not like you go and you have to sit in court next to them. There are ways which we can keep you away from him or her so that it's not as confronting for you. Any time you stand up for yourself, it's really confronting. It's going to be full on. But if you've got the right support around you, then,
you can get there. If you know your rights and you're able to do those things. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing that topic for
no
discussion
worries,
today,
guys.
Chris. Now, if you do, have you been listening in? You want, are wanting to reach out to the Drummond Street Services, the phone number to ring is 03-9663-6733. And also, if the topics we've discussed today have triggered any emotions or thoughts in with you, you can also reach out to Lifeline on 13 11 14. Look forward to speaking to you again next week, Chris.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
You're on Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.